May 1st, 2012, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show podcast here at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Rob Spiewak along with Mark Ronick and Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And RJ Diaz, and it's very exciting as we debut a brand new segment today.
Oh, I love new segments.
King's nice. Things.
King's Things.
Yes. Now, you know Larry King, no longer employed.
So he's available?
Yeah, and we've got a Skype connection to his manor.
Oh, right.
In Beverly Hills.
And video Skype.
Yes. Larry, are you there?
The King Manor.
Larry?
We take
what
you now.
What is he doing?
Larry?
He's Skype, just,
Larry.
Skype is up.
He's just out of frame. Larry.
Oh. Don't I want to rephrase that?
Oh, you.
Huh? He was sleeping.
Larry, you're asleep.
Hi. Who's this?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Larry.
Mike O'Mara.
Remember, we're doing the new segment, King's Things?
Oh, they took over their show one day.
Yeah, what happened?
I absolutely destroyed them. Who are you?
Do you want a drink or something?
No, I'm fine.
A little fresh water?
Oh, the interview.
Yeah, no, it's the new segment.
Your feature, King's Things.
The new segment, King's Things.
Starts today.
When I'm doing a segment on your show?
Remember?
Yeah, you agreed.
We're paying you in trade.
Why?
Because you wanted to be on the air again.
Oh, yeah, because America loves you.
My things. It's where...
And what's the segment called?
King's Things. The show where you call me, ask me some things,
and I
comment on it.
No, I don't call you. We're linked by Skype.
That's the phone. I'm on the speaker.
No, you look in the computer. Look.
Yeah,
it's,
the
thing,
us. The thing, whatever.
Let him think.
They all,
wave to us.
Don't they hide? Don't they all have buttons?
Yeah, well, they have buttons, sure.
They all have buttons, for God's sake.
Let him think it's a picture
Friday. All right, let's start.
Okay, King's Things. Well, first of all, I know...
Hi, it's Larry King. This is King's Things.
He's awake now.
And what show is this?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, this is Larry King. Hi, it's Larry King, and this is King's Things on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sure.
Right, and we're paying you in trade.
What?
We're paying you in trade.
Why?
We have no money.
That's how we worked it out, Larry.
We want to start out. You are no longer... Are you affiliated with CNN? Have you just been scaled back?
They're, negotiating. I did.
For how long are they been
negotiating? Can I answer the question?
Uh-oh. Can you?
Let me tell you about a good interview.
Yeah.
What a good interview it does.
This is good.
Is you let the guests answer the question, okay?
Who was a good interviewer?
You're moving on to the next question.
But what I'm curious.
Now you interrupted me the fourth time.
Oh, Rob.
A good interviewer waits for the answer, and then he lets the guest answer the question. Now why don't you do that, and we can start again.
All right. What's your current status with CNN?
I have talked to my producers.
What?
We're working on something right now. They're in the works. I'm gonna be doing some special reporting.
Wonderful.
And that's it. So it's good. I'll still be working. I'm still in the payroll.
Good.
Not making what I was making before.
No.
And that's how it's gonna work. Now I answered the question. Now you move on to the other question.
That's right.
You
that's
mentioned a good interview.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Who
is this boy?
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Mike deals with this all the time, Larry.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I hear he's real frustrated.
Yeah, he seemed very frustrated this morning.
Next question.
Who's a good interviewer?
I am.
Next
you know
to
why?
You. Why?
I'm curious.
Who else was good though?
Nobody.
Not even Carson?
Carson was an entertainer. He'd sit up on his little stool and he'd let the performers he wasn't an interviewer. I'm an interviewer. I can't sing. I'm not a comedian. I can't tell jokes. I'll tell a couple of jokes when I get out there, but I'm a storyteller.
Ribble.
But I'm not a comedian like Carson. He was a great performer. Mm-hmm. I was a great interviewer.
David Frost?
David Frost, not bad.
Stop. How about that? And not bad for David Frost.
You could do a lot worse.
Larry, what I love is when you offer opinions. So as we get into the meat.
That's what I was told.
King's Things.
King's Things. Hi, this is Larry King on King's Things, where I offer my opinions on the issues of the day.
Right.
All right. I hear that yesterday you called in to the Colin Cowherd show on ESPN because Colin Cowherd said that Frank Sinatra was an overrated singer. What about Sinatra?
The greatest. Mm-hmm. Absolute. Anyone who wouldn't say that is nuts.
So Colin
for
Cowherd
the birds.
Okay, so what about Cowherd then?
He's a punk.
Nuts.
Really?
Oh, and I had a call. I had Francis Albert was a great interview, and he was a great singer, the best performer of our generation. And I didn't want to sit there and let some little pipsqueak say horrible things about him, and saying he was overrated.
Right.
That's like saying Jesus Christ was overrated. I ought to know. My people killed him.
Larry.
King's Things on the Mike O'Mara Show.
King's Things on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Larry, what about this Chinese dissident? He's blind.
Oh man, how do you? I said to Sean, we were at breakfast,
right?
And I'm eating my breakfast, and I'm eating my bagel, and I looked over and I said, "How'd he get out?"
Yeah,
he's blind,
right?
I mean, he can't see, but then I thought,
Right.
And this is King's thing for today. Mm-hmm. He got out because he can see better in the dark than the other people can see.
You know what?
Because he
right.
can't see in the daytime.
You're very smart.
He went out at night.
He felt his way out.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Now, what's great is that he escaped, because what about that Chinese government?
Oh, rough.
Yeah, not good.
I'm talking rough.
Yeah, like how?
Boy, there, you know, the suppression.
Sure.
Right.
Suppression there, boy. Uh-huh. Keeping people down,
yeah,
right.
yeah,
you
do.
Know, no freedoms, you know, protests, throw them in jail,
bad.
Shackles, rough.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What about their food, though?
Huh?
The food.
Delicious.
What's your favorite?
Especially on Sunday.
You like that?
I
or
love
Christmas.
And Christmas. And Christmas.
Yeah. Right?
I love it. I used to go down to Chinatown in New York City,
yes.
and I would have the best mugu gai pan you'd ever wrap your tonsils around, boy.
You ever see any blind people down there?
I never saw a blind Chinaman in my life.
Until?
Until this cat.
That's right. That's wild.
And well, you got out of there. You'd want to leave, too, you know? Whoa, it's rough.
That government.
Not man. Good.
Bad stuff.
Yeah, bad outfit.
Bad. Real bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Evil, right?
Tough people, yeah. you know, and they don't speak the language.
Hey, how about the wall over there?
Huh?
They got that great wall.
It's great. Yeah. You know, imagine a work.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
You know, yeah.
all those
yeah.
people, and they didn't do it, but they didn't have tractors.
No.
They didn't have cranes.
Bare hands.
They did it, you know, with their fingers.
Right.
That's just mind-blowing.
Do you ever hire people to do work at your house?
Oh, sure.
How you go about doing that?
I say, buenos dias.
And the last thing.
Yeah, this is King's Things and the Mike O'Meara Show.
The correspondence right. dinner that they just had.
Oh, yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah, what a thrill. You know, the president gets up and tells jokes. You know, that's America, boy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you remember any of the jokes?
No, I don't.
Okay, and who is
I was napping.
And who is our president?
Huh?
Who is our president?
Barack Obama.
You can listen to The Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomeraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometimes my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la, here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs." She go, "You never get this." But one time, he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
Coming to you live from Mike O'Meara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Meara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how's your mood?
I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast.
Yay.
This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We're downloaded more than 13.5 million times. Hey, we got a 0.5
That's
million.
That's right.
That's good. I love that 0.5.
Half a million people. And heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625.
Have something.
Our show today is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center.
Nice.
Take a class to save a life. I had to hit that post.
Yeah, that's like an 82-second intro, and you nailed it.
I know. It was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On today's program, a good day in American history, everybody.
Yes.
The Cabin in the Woods. Went to a movie yesterday. Ooh. My review.
Ooh.
Playoff hockey. Jeez, I'm going to start with that.
I think so.
God. Thank you, Facebook voters, for featuring us on iTunes.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, I hate it. I hate the eager beavers.
Okay.
Like, the first thing I read on Facebook was, "Sorry, Mike," by Stacy Dubadaba or whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
Sorry you didn't win. Well, Corolla's going to win.
Uh-huh. I know. And that's
we won by being honorable mention. That was a win for
that
this
is
show.
A victory
and,
for us.
You know, that-
so I deleted her douche post.
Yeah, good. I would have too.
Because it pissed me off. Because it's like, sorry. Mm-hmm. No, you don't get it. You didn't get it, but you were so eager to put up the acknowledgement that we were on Facebook. No, we honorable mention is a win. It's
absolutely
not like they had
it's
one,
an honor
two, three,
just,
four, right?
Just to be nominated.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing that really annoys me about that contest is that, of course, I mean, Corolla has hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yeah, so they
listeners.
Go, Corolla number one. We all know Corolla. I make jokes about it at the live show. I said,
right.
Corolla, you know,
right.
We have 13.5 million downloads, or as Adam Corolla calls it last week.
Right.
You know, and so I just wanted to not diminish this wonderful accomplishment by our Facebook fans who voted us into the featured category on iTunes.
The
and
little
they
engine
that
could. That's
really. Right. And it was nice to be up there and featured. So check that out on iTunes.
Meanwhile, Corolla is saying, "That's great."
He doesn't even know about it. He doesn't even care about that. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. We'll talk about Magic City a little bit. If you want some soft porn, watch that show. Let me see.
Not entirely soft.
Will Rob buy a certain product?
I will not.
Is anybody voting today?
Yes.
And well, we start the show though today with our friend Mr. Burbank, who has a very special poem every day this time of year, and I love it more than anything else because it is my favorite month. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Do we have a drum roll for
ladies
this?
And gentlemen? Here's
I'd like
drum roll.
That.
Right?
Wow!
Excuse me, madam.
That lady heard the poem already.
Ladies and gentlemen, the poetry of Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hooray! Hooray! It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
Hey, could we try something?
Sure.
Could I have Mel Gibson do the first line and you do the last line?
Okay, remember.
You got to hit it twice, though.
Right.
Okay, here we go again with Mel Gibson.
Okay, here we are. Hooray! Hooray!
It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
Nice.
I think that was a nice duet.
Beautiful job. Oscar is doing man great work today, so he cannot be here on the program. He will be back with us tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. I'm such an idiot.
What's up? You're down on yourself.
You were really in a dither when you came into the studio today, and you wouldn't let in to why.
From the bottom of my heart, I need to apologize to our listener, Jim. I will not mention the last name, even if he wants me to. If he wants me to, I will do it later on. Mm-hmm. But the fact is...
J-I-M or G-Y-M?
Stop it.
Yeah.
I need to get this out. Just let me have my moment of therapy, please. I love your frivolity most of the time.
That's right. So, this is not the time for it.
And it's not going to seem like I should be this upset about it, but I'm upset with myself. So... Okay. Last night at the end of the hockey game, which the Capitals won, let's go
Caps. About that, huh?
You know what a big hockey game. Yeah. I begin to already prep Carla for my desire for tickets and taking her to this hockey game.
You even posted
not
on
you,
Facebook.
RJ. Sorry, you're not involved this time. Sorry.
Well, you even posted on Facebook that the planning has begun, and when you put it out there, there's no backing down.
I do this with both the hope that someone will offer me a decent deal on tickets.
Yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Out of like 60 responses, it's all, buy her some wine, take her to a spa.
They do not get it.
They don't care. They're having fun with it, and that's fine. Right.
But you know what? They don't get it because really when you say that you're prepping Carla to buy the tickets, you're not really prepping Carla to buy the tickets. What you want is
a
message.
Yeah, nobody knows this better than you. And you're fishing. You're fishing for a freebie.
Yeah.
Right.
And Rob's middle name is fishing for a freebie.
That's right.
And so... And
that's how I've made my living.
And so... Well, you've done it for longer than I have, and so I am sitting here.
I've required it for longer than you have.
You know, you have, and I'm fine with that. And so I send this out. This morning I wake up, 8 hours ago, apparently right after I went to bed last night, I'd gotten a message from a guy that says, got two, face value.
Wow.
Face value in the playoffs is like getting a great deal.
Yeah.
Because nobody's selling them for face value.
Right now, if you were to go out, average market value of crap seats is like $300 bucks, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's and down where these tickets were, and I go, oh my God. Yeah. I immediately Facebook the guy back. I said, send me your number. I talk to him. We have a conversation. He's legit. Check him out. He's going to email me the tickets, and I'm going to pay him, and it's going to be great. Perfect. It's going to be fantastic. And we go back and forth. 10 minutes before the show, I haven't gotten my email yet, and I get a little concerned. And so I call the guy again. He said, yep, doing it right now. I wanted to make sure. I'm like, do. I walk up. I see RJ sees me with our client from Northern Virginia
April.
Community College.
Yes,
April
right.
is there. Was I not floating on air? Hi.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how's it? What a beautiful day. What a gorgeous day. I float back inside to check. There's the email. I go like, do. I look. I say, here are your Saturday tickets.
Oh, no.
I go back to check his original Facebook. Couldn't have been more clear. Saturday tickets.
Oh.
Of course, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, the first Saturday in May,
right.
Which in Washington, D.C. is every f***ing thing happens in the f***ing world for the f***ing world.
It's a busy f***ing day.
We'll need to edit that.
Yeah.
I was so mad at myself. And so, because of course everyone's going to the game Wednesday, because it's D.C. and it's convenient, and I wanted to go. And of course I've got commitments all day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a class learning how to do life saving.
Mm-hmm. And of course there's Saturday. The race.
Yes, it's the Gold Cup. It's the Kentucky Derby.
And you have a party?
I've got a private event to go to. And I was just, and so I was the little boy. This is like all the disappointment. The only thing when I was a kid that used to crush me was when something like an event, like a sporting event, would fall through.
Yeah.
It was the worst. And now that is the same mode I am in.
Well, you see what you need
because
to do.
Because I am not going to go to these games for the exorbitant ticket prices that they're charging.
Of
it's
course.
Not doable
Can
for
you
me.
Still get them at face value and then perhaps charge someone with reselling them?
No. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that to my pal Jim here, who I hope, and he's out
Just
there
to
on
be clear,
Facebook.
Jim, that was my idea.
And Jim, you've got. I don't know if you listen to the live stream, but if you don't, I will publicize your tickets if you wish me to.
Cool.
Because I owe that to you, and I am so very sorry. And he was upset, obviously, not upset in a mean way.
Disappointed.
He wrote, "No worries." When I apologize, when somebody writes, "No worries," he's like, douchebag.
Yeah,
that's what he says to me, and I deserve it. And I mean, I wrote him back. I said I was thinking with my desire and not with my brain.
Well, that happened.
Because I went, because I so wanted to go to the opener of the second round. That's what I wanted to go see.
Were you typing without using your fingers?
I was just an idiot. And I looked, and I do this all the time. I selectively omit something that's a crucial. If you want something, everybody's done it.
Mike
you have something that you really want, and you completely omit the little salient fact that's important, and I'm
blinded by excitement.
Pissed at myself right now for being such a moron and an idiot.
Mm.
And now that's where I am.
Somehow this will work.
But
and
none
of
you, have, I don't, you still know. Have 32 hours before game.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to still keep plugging
something
and trying.
Good will come out of
Jesus,
this.
I'm just trying like hell. I mean, they're expensive at face value.
You're right.
Yeah. But the fact is, that at least at face value, that's the going rate, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm
fine
with that.
I think what you need to do is start saying face value.
Face value.
And that'll make you more folksy and approachable.
I just can't bring myself to do the ones that I want that are you know, being marked up to four times what they're worth.
And those are crazy prices.
Those
too.
Are crazy. Yeah. And so anyway,
do you dare go down?
But we don't, you know, I've worked in radio for a long time.
Yes.
We never get hooked.
No.
Have we ever gotten hooked?
No.
Ever? I don't want to sound like our friends that do the morning show at JFK, because I love those guys.
Right.
But they talk about getting hooked, and they get hooked.
Well,
because we don't do it enough. And you know what? God damn it, I'm doing it here. I want to get some. And I was going to pay. I was going to pay for these tickets.
You gotta
I'm just
face
very
it, Mike,
disappointed.
They're a little more money than we are.
But the thing is,
I got ZZ Top tickets in 1994.
How many years have I been trying to get some sort of hookup?
Oh,
and we had a hookup.
We did.
We had a hookup who went, hey, it's the playoffs. There you go. See you later.
I remember how excited you
were. Actually, he did that halfway through the season.
Yes.
There you go.
You were
but
really
we milked that as much as we could get it.
When management at the station used to offer to sell you tickets.
Right.
I mean, and not get us tickets.
Incredible.
We're talking about the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The powerful.
Yes.
This is the same ticket as the White House Correspondents Dinner.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's a lot better than that.
I have never felt more out of the loop than I do right now.
Yeah,
with a desire to pay. I was going to pay a lot of money.
Right,
And it just, you know, but anyway, that's enough. And so the moral of the story is when you're excited about something, take a deep breath.
Read the fine print.
Don't be so goddamn childlike, Mike O'Mara.
Help a brother out.
Right,
now,
exactly.
Now, what about you? You've set out the line for two tickets because you'd like to take your wife.
Yes.
Would you settle?
For one?
No. Of course, that's no fun.
Just so we know.
Rob, that's why people sell single tickets.
You want to share it.
Because single tickets, you know what? In the world of ticketdom, single tickets are right next to the... Yeah, that's the loser world.
That's right.
That's like, do I want to go see it? No. It is a social event. Okay. I don't want to sit by myself
just trying to understand
next to somebody. Well, you don't, because you don't even like dogs or sports. Don't. That got me mad, that whole suggestion. God damn it, Rob.
But what if you took a client and then... It's a business expense, and you could write it off.
Yeah, but
so you could pay that full price, whatever the going rate is right now.
Yes,
but and then you could write it off.
Right,
and you know, and it's a business expense. Maybe the company,
like maybe take an Avnet reporting to the game.
Right,
exactly.
They are a client.
They are a client. Yeah, technically, that's the whole way. Hello, IRS. How are you?
Yeah,
it's nice to see you.
I'll do what I can, but I just wanted to put it out there. Yes, I could use. I'm looking for two.
It is my feeling.
I don't think it's unreasonable because there obviously I found out there are some that are out there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for two good ones at face value.
It is my feeling that the listeners will come through
because
for you.
I don't think that they're at the exorbitant rate that they're at. You know, and I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to pay.
And that's
so
important.
So please be aware. Yeah.
Something good will come
out
of
this. Not looking for the total freebie because I just don't think that's possible.
This is a win for everybody.
There's something. I was like a little toddler. I was like a little small child.
I've done this.
I'm so embarrassed to even be talking about it on the show. But this is where therapy is necessary. I had to purge.
And
the lesson learned for one of those listeners who may have a couple of tickets for Mike from his story this morning, you could actually talk to the Mike O'Mara on the phone.
Stop it. Stop it.
At no extra charge.
I may allegedly hate dogs, but I didn't say that.
You know what? I want to say to Jim, I am so, because Jim went through all this, and I know Jim was psyched to get rid of them too, because he wanted to sell them for his friend.
And he was psyched about you getting them,
I think he was, yeah. and I'll send him a t-shirt. That is just for the aggravation.
At face value.
Because you're a good guy, Jim.
There you go, Rob.
And let me see if he's emailed me during this.
You're a good man,
I don't think he's listening to the stream.
Oh, look,
he might be listening to the show. I don't know what kind of listener he is.
He's taking his page off Facebook.
The best kind.
Is he local?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's local.
Because I saw we had a caller on the line here, but doesn't look like a local phone number.
All right, hold on a second. Let me just see if... No.
Does the caller have something?
No. Who knows?
No, of course not.
Your guess is
I just wanted
ours.
To say I'm sorry to him, and I hope he hears that.
I think he
I
understands.
Hope he gets the message. I just feel so...
I think you're going to be fine.
It's going to be okay.
I think it's going to be okay. I mean, it's not only my disappointment, but it was like, I really, this guy's got... You know, this is a listener.
Yeah.
And I now feel like a complete and total stain in front of the guy's eyes. I really do. Wow. I wasn't going to take them and sell them. I wasn't going to pull that crap.
Oh, of course not.
But anyway, so that's that on the program today. It is the 1st of May.
It is.
And it's weird. It's like someone threw a light switch.
Yes.
Yep.
And we are going to have a beautifully warm series of days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. May is here.
That's right. It's summer.
It was like
amazing?
30 degrees warmer this morning than it was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous the way
and
it's
a week ago yesterday it was snowing. You know?
Yeah.
It was really 49
You saw a
degrees.
Snowflake on Saturday,
I
right?
did. I saw several, in fact.
And it's funny to me that, I don't know, is it because we have a Democrat in office?
Yes.
That the anniversary of Osama bin Laden getting blown away is just like, okay.
Well, yeah.
There's a little talk about Al-Qaeda, but really, this is a great day.
It is.
This is the bad guy that we blew up last year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I've heard that Obama is trying to downplay it purposefully.
Of course, because he
wants this to be a day of reflection, not of celebration.
And because he would be accused, as he already has been, of politicizing it if he makes a big deal out of it.
Well, Joe Biden,
it's up to us.
And also, Joe Biden forgot about it.
If this was, you know, here's where we go wrong in the grand, it's the grand old party, is the GOP, but that's the Republican Party. But in the Democratic Party, here's where we go wrong. He shouldn't have to be out there doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He should be out there waving a flag. We should be having, they do it in other countries.
They do all the time.
Anniversaries of killing bad people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should have a big celebration on the day that Hitler died, too. I mean, this is a guy that killed 3,000 people.
Hey.
Come on.
I just really
don't. And that was counterpoint.
It's just weird. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
Because you know what, Larry? He was a bad outfit. He was out of a bad outfit.
He was rough. So, I don't know. I just think it's pretty spectacular. And I know that
we all do.
If you had any sort of machine behind the presidency,
yes.
The machine is what you don't see.
Like perhaps a winning Republican machine?
He could not... You know, he could not publicize
could
it, but
it
still gets publicized.
Right,
right.
And
agreed.
And really what's going to happen is they'll do, 25 minutes on the Brian Williams show?
Yes.
And that's it.
And the recent, I don't know if you have the recent story about, I guess CNN's reporting that they just broke up a plot to blow up some kind of bridge in Cleveland.
Yes, yeah.
They don't know whether this was Al-Qaeda or not.
Fortunately, they've stopped it because a lot of people are trying to get out of Cleveland. They're going to need that bridge.
I heard it was everyone else in Ohio.
So it's
that
very,
wanted the bridge gone just to keep the people, you know, sort of centralized.
So I just like to give a shout out to the old powers that be, our SEALs, our military, our government for, you know, really getting the bad guy of the bad guys. Yeah. And, you know, I think most
Does
of
it
us,
seem like a year ago to you?
No.
Unbelievable. Really?
I think time is moving at a rocket ship pace.
More importantly, does it seem like that long ago, almost 11 years ago, the 9/11 situation?
No.
That to me is mystifying. I think that we really, really have to take a pause and celebrate the good things that our military does. And getting rid of this guy who is still, you know, in his little hut in Pakistan masterminding ways to kill innocent Americans. I think it was a terrific day for the country. And you know what? God damn it, we should celebrate it.
For the world.
We should celebrate it. You know, I don't celebrate other people dying, but I do celebrate monsters being killed.
Oh, absolutely.
And he killed a monster on that day.
How far will
we
celebrate? Do kids get the day off school?
No, I don't think you go
that far. Can we take a day off from the podcast?
No, we cannot.
Well, then what's the point?
I don't exactly, Rob.
You know, it's always about you. So yesterday I decided that I would do something that I rarely do nowadays. I would look through the cinema and take in a picture show because it's just a motion picture that I go down to the local movie house.
Nickelodeon.
Where the organist plays as the, what am I doing?
Did you try some of the popped corn?
And I took in a movie.
A talkie.
And, a talkie.
Uh-huh.
And I will have a review for it. When we come back, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much. Let me tell you, folks, we talk about weight not a lot, but.
Well, we do.
You know, I can't describe what it's like to go on a program. I'm on the jumpstart phase of the program. Mm-hmm. And what it feels like in 5 days to lose 11 pounds.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is a lot of fun. It really is. And in what I said, I'm in the kitchen yesterday making my my jumpstart shake, and I said to Carla, it's an amazing thing when you've been on so many different programs where it's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there and you're making the shake, and you say to yourself, I guarantee, I know it's just a question of how much, but I know that I'm going to lose weight
today.
Done deal. I know it's going to be. And it really is. That, to me, is one of the reasons why the Weight Not program works so well for so many
motivation.
People.
Motivation.
It is the motivation that
built-in motivation.
You know, if you follow it to the letter and you stick on the program, you are going to do very, very well.
It works.
And another thing that you know is that, you know, what you're on jumpstart for 2 more days, I think, if my math is right.
That's right.
Then you're going to start. It takes about 7 days for your body to regulate.
Right.
You're going to feel better.
This
you're going to feel better when you get up in
this
the morning,
is the
feel
first
better
day
when you go to bed at night.
Physically, that I really, you know, I'm noticing, you know, boy, just the energy level.
Your body
and
purifies.
Feeling better, yeah. And it's really, it's a wonderful beginning to a weight loss program. They call it Jumpstart. It's the Jumpstart phase of the Weight Not program.
And we keep getting letters
really,
from people.
People are constantly, you know, sending us letters. It's 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or you can go to weightnot.com.
Nice.
This comes from Brian. Brian writes, Dear Mike et al., I started Weight Not in January, just after MLK Day. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was 365 pounds and suffering from near constant knee pain, fatigue, and blood pressure that had my doctor hemming and hawing about putting me on blood pressure medicine every time I visited. I'm nearly done with my first cycle, and I have lost 45 pounds.
Yay.
For the first time ever, exercise has gone from being a chore to being enjoyable. My short-term goal is to get to 300 pounds, so 20 to go. Long-term, my goal is to get down to 200.
Wow.
I want to thank you for sharing your Weight Not successes, or else I never would have pulled the trigger on it. I've listened to your show since the WJFK days, and I knew that you would never endorse a product you didn't believe in. I actually had to convince my wife of your sincerity regarding the product. Well, if you listen to this show with any regularity,
you know
we're not faking this.
Yeah, but also don't pay so much attention to your wife.
Thanks again. You guys have saved my life. Keep bringing the funny S-A-D. Thank you very much.
Congrats,
and Brian,
man.
We appreciate that. Unbelievable results you can believe in. WeightNot.com. Check them out or 855-934-4486. So I decided I'm going to pop out and see a movie. And I am here to tell you two things. I will mention the movie after I mention the website. I will never, and I emphasize never,
never,
ever base going to any movie on the website Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, really?
It is,
you got burned.
Crappy. It is.
I've never put a lot
crap.
Of weight in it. And for people who don't know, it is mostly like real sort of people that pride themselves on seeing movies fast and early,
and
they post whether it's a good movie or a bad movie.
And
right?
It's a combination of real reviewers,
mm-hmm. right,
and the public and right. moviegoers
and people that live in their mom's basement.
Yeah,
you would think that would be a slam dunk, but it's not. And it's about the third or maybe the fourth time that Rotten Tomatoes has burned me. And I think that really the way that I got to do it from now on, you see a movie you think you might like,
yes.
go see it.
That is the way to do it.
Because really, it's been up in the air for me going to movies or watching movies on pay-per-view that people have said are crap that I end up liking
sure.
and people that hated them, but they're good for me or that people say are phenomenal and then it's just
The cancer for a movie review or seeing a movie and enjoying it is if you go in knowing already if you're going to like it.
Expectations.
Like, right. you had the same thing when you went and saw Hunger Games.
Yes.
Everyone told you how sensational it was, and you went and it was nah.
I felt a little let down because of all the hype. And now that I've had some time to settle on it, I realize that I did like it.
Right.
But I
give the Hunger Games a thumbs up. I liked
yeah.
it. I liked it. But that's my opinion.
But the bar was set so high because people were telling us it was a blockbuster.
Have you
a
seen
week,
it?
No.
It's
of course
great.
Not.
I think it's terrific.
How many?
What do you mean, of course not?
Because, as you know, I hate dog sports and anything that's current.
Yeah. You do, of course.
How many
do.
Spoiled eggs would you give Rotten Tomatoes?
Here's the thing.
Right.
Let me get in there. I'm going to go check it out.
All right.
Okay.
Let me check out the old. And I want to say, Jim, I'm sorry again.
Oh, you're being too hard on yourself. Jim understands.
I just got a message from Jim. He loves the Rotten Tomatoes website.
Jim, if the tickets had been Wednesday,
yeah.
you would have made a little boy happy.
He was so excited.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm in the middle of the show now, but I'm still thinking about getting Washington Capitals tickets. Please help me if you can.
You're a person. You bleed.
Mike O'Mara, if you love him, you'll help him.
Thank you. Thank you. I never beg. No. I try.
And you haven't yet.
I hate radio people that do this. I'm doing what I hate, but
Mike,
I don't care.
You've not begged yet.
This is one of the best I've
still
heard,
We're still in segment two, though.
All right. The movie is The Cabin in the Woods.
I've heard of it. It sounds
scary.
It is
a horror movie.
Is it a stabbing cabin?
It is the Cabin in the Woods, and on Rotten Tomatoes,
yeah.
it had a score on the tomato meter of 90%.
Thermometer.
90%.
That is a 90% positive review. Right.
Let me read some of the reviews.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Lisa Kennedy from the Denver Post. This is on the Rotten Tomatoes website. I'll even give them credit.
Do you think she's fat?
She writes, and you thought you were just headed for a weekend getaway. Well, I guess that's a positive review.
Well, she's shilling.
Obviously, she's studied under the great Mark S. Allen in Sacramento, whose whole job is to get his name on a movie poster.
Right.
He says things that don't really commit, but come off as positive.
A horror movie embedded in a conspiracy flick embedded in another horror movie. The most inventive Cabin in the Woods picture since The Evil Dead. And the canniest genre deconstruction since Scream. That's from Christopher Orr from the Atlantic Magazine.
What does canny mean, Buzz?
So all of
the
reviews
opposite of uncanny.
Oh, are kind of like that.
Yeah, but you know what? Both of them.
I like a review to say, thank you very much. An incredible experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
know what you would
go.
Have liked to have seen? You would have liked to have seen the word scary.
Right.
Yeah.
But instead, this movie is canny.
Right.
And that's really not what you pay $10 for. Yeah.
One of the negative reviews writes, it's hard to overlook the transition from smart to smart-assed and the dispensation of credibility for a weightlessly nihilistic punchline.
I have no idea what that
exactly.
Even means.
Movie reviewers are, you know, they're exactly. trying to be clever.
Pseudo-intellectuals trying right. to out-intellectualize all the other pseudo-intellectuals.
You have pseudo-intellectuals, right. and then you have the BDKs of the world. Mm-hmm. And I'll take Kevin McCarthy any day of the week because Kevin goes, I loved it for this reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin's not trying to put on airs. That's why he's become very successful in that genre.
You'll take him, but you won't take him to a hockey game.
I won't tell you. Goddamn right I won't.
I think for me, the best people that I would trust for a review of a movie are the people that I'm surrounded by. My friends, you
right,
guys,
right.
you know, that's where you're going to have the
if
most.
If only we went to movies.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you know,
well frankly, boys, Mr. Spiewak and Mr.
Right.
Mr. Burbank,
yes.
I'd love you to do that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we are still kind of doing a contemporary show and, you know, you guys got plenty of time on your hands,
yeah.
so go out and take in the cinema once
I'd
in a
like
while.
That.
That'd be a really nice idea.
Yeah.
Because really, that's the reason I did it, because they said,
right.
I'm not doing it anymore. We're getting lazy. And we got to get out there and see things. So I said, this has got 90%. This is the most highly reviewed movie on any list of anything I've seen. And I went out, and halfway through it, I'm like, I'm sitting there by myself in the theater, and I'm going, what?
Do you know what? Did it have you at any point?
No.
Not even at the front.
At the front, because there's always hope.
Right. 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 Yeah.
When I go to see a movie, when I go to see a movie that disappoints me, it's like going, you know, on a date that disappoints you. You know, you're sitting there, you've wasted your time, you've been let down. It's just a drag.
So you had to come home and have some alone time.
But really, you know, as much as I like to take in the cinema, this is why it seems to me that in general, they're fewer and far between. I don't want to sound like an old fart.
That's a lot of the problem.
But it seems like they're fewer and far between.
Do you know what the best probably overall way to rate a movie of all time was? Siskel and Ebert. Because it's so simple, so cut and dry. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
So I go to this movie and I'm just, I'm so mad at Rotten Tomatoes because I walked out of there going, yeah, was it a disaster? Not at all. Did it have special effects and CGI more than you could ever stomach?
Really? In a cabin in the woods type movie? I mean, that's the most simplistic horror genre of them all.
Should be about suspense.
And really, I can't even begin to tell you the plot. Because the plot's kind of whacked.
A little complicated.
Well, isn't it sort of futuristic? Nihilistic deconstruction of a canny genre?
When they say nihilistic, it's kind of an end of the world deal.
Right.
That's what it is. That's what they say when it is.
At least that's what you were hoping for about 20 minutes into the movie.
But it's really, you know, beware of going to, you know, I'm sitting there going, you read 90%.
That's strong.
Slammed up.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, you look at this website with all the other pictures that they have on here.
What percentage would
pictures?
You give?
Pictures. I sound like Charlton Heston before he died.
What percentage would you have given the movie?
I'd give it a 40, 60, 45, 40, 50 percent.
Okay. Curious, if you're on Rotten Tomatoes right now, what does Rotten Tomatoes say about that recent Three Stooges picture?
All right, the Three Stooges.
I'm curious to see.
49%.
Wow. See, that's... I think that's even a little high. If you go to the general public, I think that's a little high.
But that would immediately tell you no, stay away.
Yeah,
that would right. So they've done their job on that.
I suppose.
They tricked you on this.
But the reason, even if it was like a 70%, I probably wouldn't have gone. But I saw 90%, and I said, but I got sucked in,
slammed on.
And that also makes me realize: is there any kind of payola going on?
Could be,
you know, because really, it ain't. To me,
well,
a 90% would be an Academy Award kind of movie.
I think it's just bad taste.
It's bad taste.
Yeah.
What you need to do is the next time you need to pick up the blower and call Leonard Maltin and say, dude, what's this
Leo.
Movie like? Yeah, Leo.
You know a movie, though, that I'm now, as I mentioned, I'm being sucked in by Rotten Tomatoes, and I looked at the trailers for a movie that's coming up from our old friend Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yes.
A movie called...
He's still alive?
You know what he is now?
What?
He's a movie director.
He directs?
Huh. He directs, and he is
God,
getting...
you better hope to God you get your take right, because you don't want him yelling at you.
He doesn't do the...
I know. But he's actually... You've told us that off-air, he's really calm and very, very witty.
He's downright erudite. He's really clever. Really,
he's
really
a brilliant
smart.
Guy, and he is. He's written and directed this movie called God Bless America, which apparently is about a guy that goes through... a divorce, loses his job, and gets like a diagnosis of some horrible disease around the same time, and he's going to end it all, and then he decides instead of ending his own life, what he's going to do is he's going to race out and he's going to kill people that aren't nice.
Oh.
Now imagine that. Has that attracted
I'm
all of
interested.
Us?
Yeah.
So he's erudite and
going.
Perhaps a trifle dark.
And a little angry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he did Shakes the Clown, which was not really a feel-good hit.
Yeah, he also did. What was the horse movie?
Oh, that, I don't think you can blame him for that. Was it, would it have the word race in it? Racing?
I'm not sure, but it was like it was a horse movie, Hot to Trot.
That's Hot to Trot.
And that was horrible.
Yes.
Horrible movie.
He will be on Bill Maher this Friday, and my favorite joke by him ever, I think it's on one of his comedy albums, is I lost my job. Well, I didn't really lose my job. It's just that when I go there now, some other guy's doing it.
He is a funny guy.
Is
he
there
really
anybody
is.
Notable in that movie that he's directing?
No, not really. No. It seems to be some no names that he's got in there. But it looks like it's kind
is
of...
Is he in it, or did he just direct it?
I think he just directed it.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't tell you the name of the character actor. He's recognizable, the guy that plays the lead in this, but it looks like it could have possibilities. And everybody's talking about this movie. I mean, outside of Rotten Tomatoes, they're talking about this, but it's very scary to see 90% of them be disappointed.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I guess,
it's
you know,
bad
what,
taste.
You know what it tells me? Much like hockey tickets, there are no guarantees in this world.
That's right.
No.
There are no guarantees.
And we are, as a country, getting dumber. I mean, look what we like.
I think that's an
look
evidence of it.
Look what we like,
Let me ask Mr. Burbank. Buzz, is this your favorite day?
Wait, it's one of my favorite days. I love spring
because Oscar
and summer.
Isn't here?
No.
Because May is
the launching of spring and summer and, of course, outdoor humping.
But it's like even on your Facebook page today, I noticed you were very you were into it.
Yeah.
You were into your poetry and you were into the
politically,
month of May.
It's a May Day and Law Day. And so there's a lot going on today and the beginning of summer.
Even with my screw up, I have an extra spring in my step on the first day.
Yeah.
Because, the good stuff is coming.
This month
we get Memorial Day this month.
Yes.
That's great, right?
Will you buy, Rob? I check everybody's Facebook page before I come here.
Good.
Will you buy the illuminated Elvis porcelain Christmas tree?
I may.
Oh,
I may.
No. I think there's a fair chance.
I think L.M. Staten was the one who posted it on my page.
I love Lisa. I'll kick in.
And what I love is it says, shown much smaller than actual size. So it is a 14-inch, I believe, porcelain Christmas tree.
Rob gets lots of suggestions by his listeners. Mm-hmm. Like,
and
so do I, actually.
And you plug it in, and it spins, and it plays Blue Christmas, and the gifts that are underneath, it's hand-painted with lovely images of the king. And
you read every
it's
detail,
blue and white, and under it, there's great gifts that are Elvis-themed gifts. There's a guitar. Uh-huh. There are shoes that are made of blue suede.
You have to
have
this.
Gold record.
And you have to have this, and I will help pay
for
it.
Well, you see, the thing is not only did I see this and think about it, I've already taken it to the next step. Is it only going to be a Christmas time thing?
Oh, no.
Or is it something that stays out all year round? And I think it's got to stay out all year round.
Yeah, of course.
You know, your house,
much is it? How much does it retail for?
I think it's like $120.
Oh, it's not cheap.
It's cheaper than hockey tickets.
Rob, rightfully
that's
so.
Ticket.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Ticket.
You see, now, you give me all the grief about the Nazi stuff that I allegedly have at my house. I'm just a big
allegedly.
Fan. I'm just a big fan of air travel. That's why I have that piece of the Hindenburg.
Right.
I have an Elvis shelf that is stock full of just Elvis things, and I need to I dust it about once a year because the decanters get dull looking if they get dusty. But it's off in the corner. I need to undo them, and when I do, I could make space for the illuminated
and
Elvis spinning Christmas tree.
Seriously, I will underwrite that.
Okay.
That's almost worth a party unto itself where you like cover it up with a sheet.
And debut it?
Have a party debuting that.
Yeah, we're going to debut it. Yeah,
that's funny.
Wonderful.
Maybe next Christmas.
We'll see. Yeah, I'd like that.
The voting day. Buzz, did you vote today?
Not yet, but I'm going
now,
to when
you
I leave
say
here.
Voting day, it's an election day?
It is an election
for
day
what?
In the state of Virginia. Mm-hmm. They are having elections for city council here
right.
in town and
school
board.
And you
right,
are running
local.
For how
mayor.
Many offices this year?
I'm running for three.
Good. Mm. Well, I hope you get dog catcher.
Director of sanitation, the perennial dog catcher election
every,
that I lose.
Every time.
And also,
when Mike has the dog catcher buttons printed up, they don't even put a year on it anymore. Right. He just keeps handing out the same ones.
And if you notice the signs in my front yard, O'Mara for ombuds.
I cannot think of anybody better.
You'll never win sanitation because of your carbon footprint.
I believe you're right. And when
I know you lost what's his name's vote.
Yeah, well,
Richard.
He was blackmailing me, taking pictures of my garbage cans and threatening to send them to the local newspaper.
Well, it's all part of the crooked and famous Manassas political machine. It's called L Political Machine.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah. Well, Buzz, I don't know if I'm going to be a dedicated citizen like you. I'm not quite sure yet, but I might
do you
take
know
the
where
motorcycle
you vote?
Over.
Do you know where you vote?
Sure do.
Where?
Right over the elementary
and
school
you can
down
just
the
cruise
street.
Over there?
Yes, I can.
You see, I don't even know. We normally have like a notification because we also vote at our elementary school.
I think I'll go just to vote against the mayor.
Good idea.
See, that's worth it. That's worth it. And anybody, this is a chance for you to air your prejudices and vote how you feel. And if you like the name, vote for it. If you don't like the name, vote against it.
Very good.
Will
I think
there be
I might
any of the things
that.
Where you can vote for laws to be passed?
I have no idea until I get in the booth.
Right.
Yeah. Like if they could finally finish that goddamn road out there.
But I will tell you one thing, Rob.
Yeah.
The nicest thing.
Yes.
About going to the election.
Mike,
the polling place.
If I may ask, what is the nicest thing?
Is the volunteers.
Of course.
Because they are all guilty.
Yeah, guilty, Mike?
Mm. Yes,
of being high!
Right. Hey,
you know what I like to say? They say, can I see your driver's license?
You can see more than that, baby.
And I say, make sure you men... That's Spiewak Jr.
I chat them up.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Sure.
And then they need a mop.
Because they're all box.
That's right.
You know what? There's always some box women, but there's also some pain in the ass guy.
Yeah.
And he's got
and
he's wearing a hat. Agreed. And he's walking around saying, you need to see your ID.
They're all guilty of being hot.
And then they'll say something to the tune of, Do you want to try a paperless ballot? and then the guy
you,
in the hat
you
says,
"You make this so sinister. Yeah,
you forgot your sticker. You want a sticker?"
Since we're on the subject,
I voted.
Magic City, Mark. You sort of nodded when I mentioned.
Well,
it.
Well, I love that show.
That
I love
show
it. It's kind
continuing.
Of filling the void for you know the loss of Sopranos. I mean,
Buzz, you hipped us to that one.
I
right?
did, and I have since bailed on it.
Oh, you got to jump back in.
I
oh
watched the
God.
I watched the internet clips of nudity from it every week.
Yes,
so
lots
that's what
of
I catch.
You know, I think you got to give it another chance. You got to okay. jump back. It's
I like
so,
the lead actor a lot. I like the casino owner.
It's really moving.
I've looked
man.
In on it, and you know what? What you thought was the problem in the first episode, the period flavor, uh-huh. you'll pardon the expression,
yes.
of course, oh. has gotten a lot stronger.
It
and
really
I,
has.
And I mean, and it really does feel like 1960s Miami.
And man, the
or
sex.
Or as they say down there, Miami.
The sex is yeah. amazing. And incidentally, speaking
always
of
is.
Period pieces.
Yes.
Anyway, I hit the wrong thing.
Hi, Mike.
Break those in two.
Apologize.
Those are
Jim.
Expensive. Maybe you should need to
speaking
look at them.
Speaking of period
the-
pieces. Thank you.
A good period piece really should only air once a month.
That's true. Mm. Mad Men.
Yes.
I actually stopped and paused Mad Men when I was watching it on TiVo a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
And I said to Carla, I said, mm-mm. She said, what? What? I said, wouldn't be said. The blonde, not the blonde, the redhead with the big boobs.
Peggy. Uh-huh. Peggy. No, not Peggy.
No, the other one.
The secretary, Christina Hendricks is the actress.
Christina Hendricks.
And yeah. she's very lovely. And she says during the one episode, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That saying
you're
was
right.
not around in the series.
You're right. They shouldn't have let that go, and that's unfortunate.
Did you remember that? They said
you know,
that?
I didn't notice it at the time, but now that you pointed it out, you're absolutely correct about
right.
that. They would not have said that back then, and they should be more careful about
I
that.
I also
but
felt the same thing when Roger Sterling was figuring out his commission on his calculator watch. I said,
yeah,
what?
All right, slow down. Slow down, Turbo.
But I thought it was a great episode. And I, one
Black
of the things
licorice.
I love about that series is, you remember a few episodes ago, they made a big deal about a white carpeting, and in this episode, some ink was spilled on the white carpeting. Well, the way the show handled that with such subtlety without really dwelling on it, it really meant something to people who follow the show, but they didn't make a big deal out of it.
You know,
I admire
funny,
that style.
And when you mentioned that, I noticed it, and I processed it a little subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a big deal.
Yeah.
And but they made
didn't
a
make
bit,
a big deal out of
but
it.
But they introduced like Don Draper's wife's parents.
Yes.
And
oh.
their dark character. Yeah. Do you realize there's no one over the age of 50 in that show that's not satanically evil?
Well, and even the kid, Sally, who yeah. was the little girl who was so heavily featured in this episode.
Evil.
The episode ends with her friend asking her, "How's the big city?" And she says, "Dirty."
Because she catches.
Right.
She catches Don Draper's mother-in-law giving Roger Sterling a special favor.
That's
no,
right.
It's almost like
they, it's like the people aren't that evil.
Well, the people they seem to be. The older they get, the more evil they are. Even like when Conrad Hilton was a character.
Yeah, he was
right.
evil.
He was evil right. and screwed up. It's almost like
I
evil drips down.
Yeah,
yeah. It'll yeah. eventually get to that girl.
I tell you, tough to turn it off though.
Yeah.
When you
Mad
say
Men rocks.
It is what it is, that has become almost like Whatnot for me.
Yeah,
I think that is
it.
Really a simpleton's
crutch. Do you
crutch.
Know where it is what it is, where I began, where I really became familiar with that term?
What's that?
Because of its overuse in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it is?
You have to say that 30 friggin' times a day in the restaurant business.
And because the people give up on making things right.
You know what I say about Saturday hockey tickets?
What?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Or they are
or
what
isn't.
They are because you need to.
Mike,
or isn't.
You started watching Smash. Are you still watching that?
I have it. I just haven't gone back. It's just a little
is he as
too
good?
Theater.
Yeah, it is.
Know.
Is he as good as he was on DC 101?
Adam Smasher, on that note, we will take a break and we will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by a wonderful new client. We want to welcome a client that made my family very, very happy over the weekend.
Yeah,
really?
There are chocolate-covered strawberries,
mm-hmm.
and then there are chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you about Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
That is our new client. And if you want to give your mother, if she's got a sweet tooth, a Mother's Day gift, I am telling you, my daughter's... And my wife and my mother-in-law, I was on the third day of my little diet.
Right.
And I opened these things up on
the
weekend.
Beautiful.
They are they are so gorgeous. They are so beautiful.
They're huge.
They're massive.
Mike, it's moving.
It is. I know. I'm trying not to get you excited, but these are chocolate covered strawberries on steroids.
It looks like a chocolate covered apple. That's the size of a football.
They've got your choice. You got milk, dark or white chocolate. Mm. You can get them decorated with chocolate chips, icing or nuts. They are so huge. And the great thing about these, from the connoisseurs in my family of the strawberries, is that they're the quality strawberries,
yeah.
And that is the number one thing people say that like that. The fruit itself is such a high quality fruit that they are amazing, and I think it's an Uber Mother's Day gift. They start at just $19.99. This is like everybody we talk about that joins our family on this show. Mm-hmm. When we have a new client, you guys please
help them out,
make us heroes, and support Sherry's Berries, because you will not disappoint a family member. TMOS listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. So you get double for just $10, and they when you lift up the wonderful box, the gift box, they come in, and you take a look at that. It makes such an amazing impression.
It sure does.
Say thanks to Mom and call them today. 866-FRUIT-02, or even better, visit berries, berries.com. That's berries. Click on the microphone. That's what they're testing us, people.
Please do.
So if you're getting them through us, all you do is you type in TMOS.
That's right.
Thank you.
On their website for Sherry's Berries, really, for $20. Who doesn't want to get berries? $30, you get just these amazing looking berries.
A really unique gift.
Yeah, they're terrific.
You are a cunning mimic, but I would like to, if I may, do an impression.
Yes.
Because when we got our sample of Sherry's Berries, it was your first day of Jumpstart.
Yes.
And
here's Mike O'Mara on his first day of Jumpstart opening up the box when he saw the way the berries looked.
All right.
Why? No! 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 And then he said,
"Not kidding.
I will give these to my daughters."
They loved them.
Yeah.
Sherry's Berries, thanks for and that's SHARI'S. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Tuesday, May 1st, first day of May. Hey.
You hate, as I do, pornography.
Not how it goes.
Yes, what?
You hate pornography as I do. You detest it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. But what happens is they've got a thing going on now where people tape themselves and put it on YouTube of people watching pornography.
Gross.
Now, it was a real hot one for a while.
It's a hot woman. I like it.
But did you see the thing? Like, a while ago, it was really hot making people watch a wonderful movie called Two Girls, One Cup.
Rob, and didn't we do a bit on the old Don and Mike show where we had pictures of people...
Video, just their face when they were
faces. Yeah.
Oh, so, that's like the nastiest thing
so
I ever did.
Based on the trend of people watching Two Girls, One Cup, what is broken on the internet this week is three older women. It almost looks like the cast of the Golden Girls watching the Kim Kardashian Ray J sex tape.
Oh,
now, you don't
God.
See the sex tape.
Wow.
You just see the women see
the three old
watching,
women.
And you can watch this at our Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page.
So gross.
So this is not dirty. This is
well,
just
it's
old,
dirty to me.
You'll be amused.
You'll
by
be amused
this.
By okay. this. Old women watching the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Well, you saw a video of it?
Oh, of her sucking a She's holding it like this.
Two hands?
This I gotta see. Oh my God. Look at it. The end is purple. Two hands with space in the middle. What's taking him so long? He's so young. Her rear end? No, get out of here. Oh my God. She's stupid. Look at that. that hurts.
That's Greek. That's what the Greeks.
From the back.
And by the way,
oh, that's pretty.
After having seen the tape myself, it really wasn't truly Greek. It might have been just outside of Greece.
It was close.
Yeah.
Did you get the impression?
Might have been Italy.
Were these theatrical ladies at all?
It seemed pretty genuine to me.
Okay.
It was good stuff. I mean, and also, that was compressed.
Will that be on our YouTube page?
It's already there.
Go to MikeOmerishow.com. That'll link you to the YouTube page. You'll be able to see that video.
Speaking of older people, Selma and Kenny have been married 72 years.
God bless them.
And they were too old to travel to their grandson's wedding, but they sent a video toast. And I enjoy this toast. Very valuable information for if you want your marriage to last. Take this brief story from Selma and Kenny.
And you got to watch your husband, though, because on one of the trips in Italy, I remember Kenny was flirting with one of the ladies at the...
At the pool. I was surprised. She had...
She didn't have a top on, and there he was standing over her like she died.
And I told somebody to take a picture of me.
And we did.
So keep an eye on your husband. That's you want your marriage to last 70 years? That's what you do.
If we had somebody like that in our family, we'd put him right on the air.
Yeah.
Weekly show, absolutely.
Anyone here ever take karate? Self-defense?
No.
Never
I'd
have.
Like to, no. But no.
There's a guy in the 1980s. He was a karate man. His name is Luke Casamassa. Yeah, he's a so good.
Not Junri.
No. Okay. But when you take Junri's self-defense, then you too can say,
nobody bothered me.
Nobody bothers me either.
That's right.
But this guy had a video in the 1980s that advised women how to protect themselves if they're ever in the horrific situation of rape. Mm-hmm. And I like this guy's method. I think this would actually be very helpful.
If you're being attacked, you must consider any and all options to ensure your safety, right, even if it means being gross. You might try belching loudly in your assailant's face, mm-hmm, or if you can, pass gas. The smell may drive him away. Oh. Try urinating on yourself, or if you can, try to excrete on yourself. Rub the excrement on your arms and face.
What?
If you're saying, that's too repulsive, you're right. Quit fighting and wait for your chance. Then bite off his penis. Oh. I know this is shocking, but if you want to survive, you'll consider this a serious defense technique.
A lot of things have changed since the 1980s. For example, apparently back then we said excretement instead of excretion.
Right.
So, I mean, things have changed in the 30 years.
Is that legit?
Yeah, it's from the 80s.
But I mean, is it, I mean, I still, you know, when I'm listening to it, I'm saying to myself, yeah, it sounds ridiculous and gross, but
some
it
of
also,
it's valid.
It seems to me it might actually work.
Whatever
Although,
works.
Although, I don't know, if a burp really stops a rapist, he wasn't into it.
But if you pooped on yourself, it
yes,
might.
Yes, it might. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Right. I think that,
take note, ladies.
It's a little too much effort. I mean, you got to think about if you're in that situation and the girl's got to sit there and try to push out a deuce.
Well, what's the alternative? And if the alternative is you're going to get attacked and raped.
I like the biting off the
well, if that if
it odd, I thought you would
gets that far.
I thought you'd like the poop.
Yeah.
That's kind of his but scene, Daddy.
He gets all weird when it comes to poop.
Start with the whistle.
Right. Start with the whistle.
That's my advice.
We don't know. We're guys.
Blow the whistle on hot because the Octomom is back in the news.
Oh,
and now she's saying she will do porn to
whatever
support her children, but she has
eyebrow porn.
Hooray!
But she has qualifications, Mike.
In regard to all, never oppose nude or, you know what? If the opportunity comes up, I'm going to be the first to admit, I'm going to eat my words. Because all that matters is I take care of my family. That's
what about
all that
the
matters.
Porn offer if that comes back?
I will not touch another human flesh. I will be eating my words there because that's something, that's one thing I will never
do. Porn doesn't necessarily mean you do have something with someone else.
Okay, then if you want to call it porn, then call it porn. I don't care. If it's a job and it's a well-paying job and it's going to allow me to get us out of here
All right, okay.
And she sounds like
our society.
She sounds coked up.
She does.
Our society.
Yeah, I know.
To God,
we elevated her.
We sure did. We do it more now than we've ever done it before. And you know, I don't know where I saw last night. Somebody was talking about how we're meaner too. You know, we're meaner. I mean, this is just a
delight.
Well,
we love building up. We love building up and tearing down. And people need to remember her story. Remember, the Today Show loved her for about 2 weeks.
Because the Today Show is fascinated with quantity. And
yes.
That's why they're fascinated with the Duggars.
That's why they hired Al Roker.
I wrote this, speaking of the Today Show, I wrote this on my Facebook page. I rarely do it in the morning. Matt Lauer interviewed Ryan O'Neill, and they had him scheduled for yesterday. He canceled because of, I guess he had a panic attack. That's what he said.
He
I believe.
So he couldn't go on the show. And so the interview was rescheduled until today. And Matt Lauer, I said he's the pro's pro.
He is.
He had Ryan O'Neill is the drama queen of drama queens
queens. Has been
and
for years.
I can see why his kids are effed up and why he had the life he had, because he's literally almost impossible to communicate with, and he's almost impossible to interview too. He's answering in these clipped one word answers, and then sometimes he would go off on a tangent, and then he'd be filled with self-loathing. Matt Lauer, unflappable, just asked his questions,
steered it,
did not really follow up all that often, moved on to the next question, didn't worry about the silence.
Did the
and I wanted to just give a tip of the hat to
awesome.
Matt Lauer, who really is, you know, deserving, I think, of everything he's got. I think he's a tremendous
earning his
broadcaster.
You give the interview an A. It would have gotten an A-plus if he had asked, Ryan, why so puffy? Because Ryan O'Neill has been really puffy for like 15 years.
And it really, to me, is, you know, what my wife said to me today, you know, what's the big deal? I couldn't agree more. What's the big deal? Who cares about what Ryan O'Neill has to say? I really don't at this stage of the game. I think Ryan and Farrah, during their day, were the A-list couple. But this interview was just handled so well. It could have been so excruciating if somebody named Curry had the reins.
By
on
the way,
that.
She looked hot today.
Oh, my God.
Guilty.
Ugh. And what about Al's jacket? Really?
What was that?
Really?
Was it pink?
You know what? He pulled it off. I could do it. Why not?
He should have pulled it off. great. You know want to talk about great television last night, Mike.
Great.
I know you didn't see it because you would have called me. Last night, David Letterman.
Please welcome Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles. Don.
Oh, still Don. Doing it.
And not only was he great, he did three segments. But the best thing is in the third segment, and I really felt like Rickles didn't know it, Dave brought out Regis. Okay. And there is just such genuine love between those two. And here's Don Rickles talking about working with Regis because, you know, they tour together.
Okay.
But Don, you and Regis have worked together. That must be a blockbuster
it's
of a
so
show.
It's so great. I mean, he comes out and just knocks the audience dead. I mean, the old people start spitting up instead of applauding.
Let me tell you what
is
we
a
do.
A lot of Danny Boy? Do we hear a lot of that?
Well, you know about that. Yeah, no, I always rib him because he comes out and goes, there's only shining Danny Boy. And the audience is...
But my favorite moment came at the very end. I don't know if anyone stayed with it for the whole thing like I did. Here is Regis and Rickles talking about their pre-show ritual. Today we close with Regis Philbin and Don Rickles.
This is the old-fashioned show business that you'll never know. You understand? Because right. You're a TV guy and that's it. But when you go out on the road.
TV guy and that's it.
But when we go out on the road, what we do is we meet in Don's dressing room. And here's what we do. We take off our pants.
Whoa!
We take off our pants and we hang them up. Because when you go out to entertain, it's got to be the crease. You understand? So then we get little robes. Actually, there's one bathrobe for him and a towel for me.
Oh, God.
And we sit there and we talk about the old days, you know, with Georgie Jessel and all the gang.
And Joey Bishop, your idol.
Oh, Joey Bishop.
So you guys get Joey together Bishop. Periodically in a dressing room somewhere in the United States.
It's called show business.
And you take off your pants.
It's called show business, yes. And we enjoy it.
Yeah, I bet you do. I've heard that.
We have a good time.
That's right.
And that is your Magic Audio Ball.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's show.
Yeah.
Please vote. It's time for Mr. Buzz Burbank. Let's bring him right in here and get the news of the day. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. A couple of days, in fact, here. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48-month same-as-cash financing for TMOS listeners or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. Need a plumber? CB Lucas can take care of that too. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. Well, we all remember how we felt 10 and a half years ago when the World Trade Center towers came crashing down. We should feel the opposite of that today as the new One World Trade Center finally grows to become the tallest building in the country.
And nice timing on that too. I think that's
absolutely
so cool.
Good timing.
Way to go, New York, and good for you. I think we all do on this show because we were in Manhattan
that day
in New York City, a place where we worked for about a year, a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just it's a special day. I love seeing that. It's such a gorgeous building, and I'm a person that's scared of heights. I hate it, but
I'm
love
terrified.
You know, a lot of people in New York aren't, and there are a lot of brave Thankfully. People that are building that thing, and I feel proud to be an American when I watch that thing going up in the sky.
Maybe you know this, but many of the workers who are combing through the rubble on 9/11 2001 are now building its replacement, writing memorials on the girders that bind the new building. Today, the new World Trade Center building once again eclipses the Empire State Building as the tallest skyscraper in New York. It was a year ago today that we celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden, the man behind that attack, and Al-Qaeda terrorism around the world. Now, to recognize this anniversary, however, is being interpreted in some circles as election year politics. Mitt Romney, who once said venturing into Pakistan where bin Laden was hiding was ill-advised, now says he would have done what Obama did. In fact, he says even Jimmy Carter would have made that call.
Yeah.
Nonpartisan military officials.
It's funny when they asked
thing
him.
To say.
Well, I heard the response, and it's like, yeah, of course I would. Well, of course you would say you would.
Now.
I would have invested in Apple.
It's a stupid question, and you know, he had no choice to answer it, I suppose.
Nonpartisan military officials, though, say most presidents would not have taken the risk Obama took by sending in those Navy SEALs or what could easily have been a suicide mission. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he could be persuaded I wonder how. He could be persuaded to become Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate. Christie says it's unlikely, but he's open to it.
Five cases of Drake's cakes.
That sounds weird, doesn't it? That he could be persuaded.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like, what, are you going to bribe me or something like that?
With Drake's cakes.
It always sounds to me...
Drake's cakes.
It sounds to me like he's got something he doesn't want to get out, because he could have waltzed into any situation that he wanted, and he just seems to be dragging his feet.
I
and
think
it's
he's
weird.
A loose cannon, and I think that you're absolutely right about that. You might find something out in the in the Christie skeleton, but it takes a lot of digging to get to that.
Yeah. It's under many layers, Mike.
And there's been talk Romney doesn't want to be overshadowed, and I think Christie casts a considerable shadow.
You know, he has small feet.
The Occupy,
nothing grows good in the shade.
The Occupy Wall Street movement, we'd all nearly forgotten, rears its head today in observance of May Day, a worldwide day celebrating the importance of the working class. New York police are bracing for a busy day, as well as police in liberal strongholds like Amherst, Massachusetts, and Ann Arbor, Michigan. They'll be striking and demonstrating in 80 countries today, and in cities including Amsterdam, Rome, London, Athens, Toronto, Barcelona, and Melbourne. In Wisconsin, meanwhile, Governor Scott Walker, who pushed the removal of public workers' bargaining rights, is now facing a recall election for what he has done, and he has raised $25 million to fight that recall effort.
Oh, we're going to vote him out.
It's also Law Day here in the U.S., and in Florida, there's a move afoot to rewrite the controversial Stand Your Ground law. That's the law that allows Floridians to shoot almost anyone to death by whom they feel threatened. It's a law that plays a big role in the defense of George Zimmerman, who's admitted shooting to death the unarmed Trayvon Martin 2 months ago. This proposed change would give police more freedom to investigate these cases, something that the Sanford police didn't feel they had, apparently, on that fateful night. And in Grand Junction, Colorado, a man has been freed after 16 years of wrongful imprisonment for a rape and murder he did not commit. He's finally free today thanks to DNA evidence that points to a new suspect. Robert Dewey, now 55 years old, says he's going to go have a steak and go to Disneyland.
So if they hadn't found the other guy, this guy would probably still be in jail.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
DNA freedom. Mm-hmm. Homeland Security started investigating the Secret Service hooker scandal, which raises the question, what's the norm in this country for patronizing prostitutes?
Like as far as the money is concerned?
No, as far as the numbers go. A new survey shows about 1 in 6 American men has been with a prostitute at some point. Among those arrested for it, nearly 60% are not married.
Really?
Interesting.
So we have 5 people in the room today.
Yes.
1 in 6.
1 in 6, and Oscar's not here.
Right.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
1 in 6.
Tomorrow we do a poll.
Okay.
Okay.
Be ready with your answer.
Right.
Or we could do it right now. Why wait till tomorrow?
Either way.
I've been to a whorehouse, but only for breakfast. And that's the honest to God truth. I did cook for me.
I have never done the dirty, done the nasty, but I have engaged in other activities with a person that does that for a living.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. I can say the same.
Buzz says the same. Mark Ronick?
Yeah, it's too much money.
RJDS?
Yes.
Yeah!
Wow. So if Oscar says yes, that's 4 out of 6.
Yeah, we're blowing away the national
way
average.
Over.
That's very good.
I could talk to this. I could use this when I teach Julia statistics.
we're radio guys.
Very good. Yeah, we're radio guys.
Police in Munich are investigating the report of a woman who kept a man prisoner for 36 hours, forcing him to have sex with her 8 times.
Gee.
The woman was
a peculiar prison.
Woman was apparently on her way home from a sex addiction clinic when she met this young African man. Police found the man on the street later, crying.
How's the clinic working?
Sherry Shepherd will not be on The View today.
A San Francisco man is suing BMW and a seat manufacturer for giving him priapism. He says his motorcycle left him in an unbroken state of arousal for 20 months.
No wonder you love your Harley.
Wow, I'm riding it today.
Good luck. Wow. And finally, a man exposed himself at a meeting at a bookstore in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, this past Friday afternoon. It happened during a meeting of the local chapter of the Association for the Blind.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
What?
If a man exposes himself to blind people, does it still offend?
There it is.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Yeah. We're going out there this weekend to take the courses. I'm going to be doing the CPR class. Some of the guys are doing the other ones. I'm not sure. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website. I'm really looking forward to coming here on Monday's show and being certified for CPR.
Saving a life.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'll be ready to choke.
Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class. Save a life. Yeah. We'll be back with the whole gang in here tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and happy May Day. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Love you.